This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
God says, I want to be responsible for your significance. You don't have to go to social media to try to get validation and significance. God says, if you yield yourself to me as instruments, glory to God, honey, I'll play you into glory. I'll play you into prosperity. I'll play you into healing. I'll play you into deliverance.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Now, so we're talking about godliness, and it's not a very difficult thing to understand, but it is important for us to understand what these things are so that we won't be robbed by religion and find ourselves, you know, thinking in a whole different way. So here's how we've been defining godliness. It means to have regard for God. If ungodliness is to totally disregard God, then godliness is to have regard for God. And so in order to have regard for God, this involves voluntary dependence upon God. Godliness is all about the individual who has set his life aside for God and totally depends on God. So now we're really getting into the really nitty-gritty of the Christian life. And that the nitty-gritty of a Christian life is living a life where you resign your will for God's will. It's a life where you're saying, I volunteer because I'm a free moral agent. I can choose. I set my will and I volunteer to depend upon God. It's not a part-time thing. It's a life that you have chosen to live as you go down this journey and this path, as the Holy Spirit in you begin to work together on this journey of finding yourself depending upon God. I don't expect for you to depend on God 100% right now, but I do expect for you to get on the journey where you're depending on God more and more and more, and maybe you get a place in your life where you're depending on God 90% of the time, 95% of the time. He is responsible for completing us, amen? And so a godly life is free from doubt. A godly life is free from doubting His wisdom, doubting His love, doubting His goodness, doubting His provision. I mean, you're not doubting the things that you depend on. I depend on His wisdom, to learn to depend on His wisdom, learn to depend on His goodness, learn to depend on all of His provision. And so literally, just to put it down to the simplest point, dependence upon God excludes all dependence upon self. Dependence upon God excludes all dependence upon self. That's godliness. That's godliness. Now, just a little bit more in review. So one of the things we looked at last week I thought was pretty important is the fact that as people who have made their mind up to depend upon God, we've also made our mind up that we will not fail in our dependence, that we're going to practice this, that every day when we get up, maybe begin to voice that, you know what, I'm dependent upon God. I'm voicing that I'm dependent upon God. And so what we decided to do in this series, that the believer's life that should be incomplete dependence upon God. And I want you to think about that. I want you to ask yourself the question, is my life in complete dependence upon God? And the answer would be no. Okay? Somebody says, well, how do you know? Because I'm a human and I know you. I'm not talking about depending on God after you done tried everything else and all that. I'm talking about living a lifestyle of complete, unfailing dependence upon God. When you do that, you will find out what the Christian life is about. Depending upon God. And so, there are different ways that have been included in the New Testament, especially and in the Bible, that if we look at it carefully, it teaches dependence upon God. For example, last week we looked at the issue of faith. Complete dependence upon God is taught through the teachings of faith. Somebody says, well, really? Yeah. You remember in Romans 4, verse 21, Abraham gives the clearest definition of faith. Abraham was strong in faith because he was fully persuaded that God was able to do what God promised. And that was a situation where God promised them that they would have a child at a 100-year-old man, a 90-year-old woman. There's nothing else to depend on. If you're a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman, you can't look at anything in the natural and depend on that. Now I understand why God allowed this to turn out. You become 100, you become 90, and I'm gonna perform my promise because I'm gonna show you it's not you, that we're not dependent on you. I want to show you that I can do what I said I will do without your help. Religion has involved you too much. You don't think that God can change somebody's life without you, and He can. God doesn't need you to be who He is, but we do need Him to be who we are. And so He takes this 100-year-old man who has nothing to bring to the table except his dependence upon God. This 90-year-old woman who has nothing to bring to the table except her dependence upon God. And God showed up in that tent that day and did everything that needed to be done. And here is an absolute illustration of Abraham's faith. His faith was a dependence upon God to fulfill the promise. And so if we define faith like that, and it's very clear in Romans 4, you see that a life of faith teaches you about a life of dependence upon God. That's what it's supposed to be. If your faith involves your selfish stuff, you have to question whether or not it's the right kind of way to operate faith. Because if you see here, Abraham had faith, or watch this, Abraham depended on God. That's what faith is. I define it like this. Faith in God is complete dependence upon God. Faith in God is complete dependence upon God. Now the just shall live by complete dependence upon God. Do you see this? It's impossible to please God without depending on God. You go through everywhere in your New Testament when you see this, I don't think I'm redefining faith. I don't think this is even the first time that, a teacher has brought this out. But I thought I needed to bring it out that the word of faith has to be with clarity now so that we won't take a definition of old that may involve self rather than involving dependence upon God without self. Anybody hear me in here? So when you say, I walk by depending on God and not by depending on my intellect, that's what that scripture says. We walk by faith and not by sight. To walk by sight means you're not walking by faith. And to walk by sight means you're walking by your intellect. So if I walk by faith, I'm walking by depending on God and not depending on what I know. Kalabashatata. That's good. You deserve a blow pop anyway. You understand? That's what it is. And I'm asking you as Christians to become a habit in your life. I depend on God. This is just supposed to be a review. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Last week we closed with emphasis upon the faithfulness of God, that you should be in a pretty good position of dependence upon God when you understand that God is faithful. It is so easy to depend on a God who is faithful. Surely the promises of God and His faithfulness teaches complete dependence upon Him. This is why the Bible teaches on faithfulness. Why? If you can understand that you have a faithful God, that His mercies are new every morning, that you cast your care on Him because He cares for you, that He'll provide all your needs according to His riches in glory. He is faithful to do what He said. If you'll understand that God is faithful, guess what? You can depend on Him. You can depend on Him. You're not going to depend on somebody where you question whether or not they're faithful. And the Bible makes it clear. I gave you several scriptures last week. It makes it very clear that God is a faithful God and you can depend on Him. Now, let's pick up with number three today. Now, this is awesome. This is awesome. We're looking at the five different ways the Bible teaches depending upon God. Maybe we didn't know it, but number three, practical sanctification teaches complete dependence upon God. Practical sanctification, sanctification, a church word, a religious word, even more emphasized in certain denominations, sanctified. I used to think sanctified people where the women would wear long dresses. Why they wear them long dresses all the time? They sanctified. Can I get a witness? That's my formal education on sanctification, which is why this is an excellent step to look at here, because practical sanctification, to sanctify, means to set aside for a purpose. To set aside for a purpose. Think about that now. To set aside for a purpose. For example, one who sanctifies himself unto God sets his life aside for God's purpose. As a Christian, have you set your life aside for the will and purpose of God, or have you set your life aside for you? Who's driving your car? Because I don't think we think about that. We become saved, we become Christian, we have the promise of heaven, and all that is good, but while you're here, who gets to play you as an instrument? Has your life, have you at any time in your life taken the time, go in your place of prayer and say, God, I am saved now, and so now I set my life aside for you? That's a serious time, serious moment. Maybe you have to go through a little bit more hell before you realize, I want my life to be set aside for God. I've traveled 8 million miles around this world and preached the gospel in a lot of cultures but at the same time, I don't want to miss God, die, go to heaven, and then that's it. I want to set my life aside for His will and His purpose. And that's all I have to do for the next, when am I going to be 100? 30 years. That's it. He got it. I am His instrument. I am idle as an instrument. Somebody got to play me in order for me to have impact. No, I got ahead of myself. Let me back up. I don't want to. I set my life aside for His purpose and His will. Now, this act recognizes God's will as governing in that life. When you set your life aside, that one act recognizes God's will as governing in your life. Minister Haynes, you can remember when we started this thing, and every time something would come up, no matter what the question was, it was, let me go pray about it. But what did God say? And people thought, well, you guys are just too slow. You know, we can't ever get a yes or no out of you because y'all always saying, well, hold on, let me pray about it. What did God say? Well, I didn't know it at that time, but that was the appropriate response. Don't go doing stuff. That was the appropriate response because now His will is governing in your life. And this signifies depends upon God. What it says is, even though you're a pastor or a leader of a business, something like that, I pause, Selah, because I've set my life aside for His will to govern my life. So I don't need to be governed by. There's a difference between a good idea and a God idea. Remember that? We live by that. A God idea, you don't have to ask God to bless it. It's already blessed. But a good idea may need some work. We can get God ideas. You don't have to be a bunch of good ideas. So Paul used these words that convey the idea of dependence. Go to Romans 6:13. He used these words. I must have read over this scripture really, really fast, but he says some very, very powerful things here. Neither yield your members as instruments unto unrighteousness, unto sin. That is so powerful because look what he says here. He uses this word yield. Yield yourselves unto God. Now, what does it mean to yield? Let's use the traffic that we drive in every day. When you see a sign that says yield, you're responsible for allowing that car to go ahead of you. All right? And then you go. And it's the same thing here. To yield to God is to allow Him to go ahead of you. How many of you are allowing God to go ahead of you? Or do we go ahead of Him and then we get in trouble, go back and see if we can find Him? Yield yourself. Let Him go ahead of you. All right, now watch this now. And then he says, yield you your members as instruments. And this is what I was talking about a little bit more. I want to be detailed on this one. The word yield is the key word here to sanctification. In a yielded person's life, there is not a resistance to the will of God. When I yield to God, I'm not resisting His will. There is a no self-planning nor insistence upon one's own idea or rights, but complete dependence. So I'm not going to God with my plan. You know, I went to God, but not to get His plan. I went to God because I knew you were going to ask me if I'd gone to God, but I insist on doing this. I'm smart. I have 5 PhDs, and therefore we're going to do this. That's not yielding. That's a religious thing, but there's no self-planning. When you yield to God, there's no self-planning. There's no insistence on doing things your way. And then he uses this word instrument, which I never really thought about. He says the word instrument, it signifies dependence. An instrument in and of itself is inactive. It depends on someone to use it. A harp is inactive without the fingers of the harpist. The knife that is used by a surgeon to perform operations is inactive without the skill of that surgeon. It's an instrument. Man. The piano all by itself is an instrument without a pianist behind it. All instruments must be yielded to some master's touch to be of value. And that's what Paul was talking about. Yield yourselves, members, yield your members as instruments of God. So the question I thought about is, who's playing you? Or have you been played? I mean, think about this for a moment. Lord, I yield myself to You. And I'm inactive. You know, so that's the other way around with church. We can't figure that out. We think we're more powerful by doing something without yielding. I'm an instrument. Lord, without you, I am of no use. Gosh, I thought about this. I say no ifs, ands, buts about it, Lord. If I'm an instrument and I shouldn't have any significance until you put your fingers and your hands on me, well, who have I allowed to play me? Myself? Demonic influence? Or God? And I don't want to remain in ignorance, allowing some crackjack demon to play me. This is God's instrument. Some of y'all act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. When you hopped into bed with such and so, who was playing that instrument? Some of you and some of that lust, that devil. But God wasn't playing that instrument. God says, I want to be responsible for your significance. You don't have to go to social media to try to get validation and significance. God says, if you yield yourself to me as instruments, glory to God, honey, I'll play you into glory. I'll play you into prosperity. I'll play you into healing. I'll play you into deliverance. That's just something, sanctification is something we just play with. We just say stuff with our mouth, but we don't come to the realization, has this become a reality in me? How many times am I going to go ahead of the Holy Spirit? A job comes up. I don't say, Holy Spirit, what do you think first? I go ahead. What you paying? Yeah, I take it. And the Holy Ghost said, wait a minute. I was getting ready to take you another route where you would be able to go in and state your salary, state your work hours, state whether you wanted to work at home or work in the building, but you went ahead of me. And so many Christians accept the cheaper instead of the deeper. And the only way you're going to get the deeper is by yielding to the Holy Spirit and let Him lead and guide you and take you and play you and be an instrument. All instruments must be yielded to some master's touch to be of value. Who's your master? Who's been touching you? Who's been playing you? That's why it's important to come to church. That's why it's important to hear. That's why it's important to go to bed so you don't fall asleep while I'm talking. Because I'm not going to get up here screaming and holler and act like I'm in a circus and try to keep you awake. If you're not listening and if you're not learning nothing, then you probably not going to be able to change. You know, you change your thinking, then you change your life. But if you don't change your thinking, you're not going to change your life. There's nothing magical happening here at church. You don't come to church and some magic falls over you. I'm just going to come and sit and something, and it's going to magically change your old, dirty, nasty thinking. That's not how that happens. You have to listen to the Word, and that Word will go in and start changing your thinking and washing you. See, right now, if you're in here for the right reason, doing the right thing, you're being washed right now. You're being cleansed. Jesus said, I spoke the Word, and they were cleansed. And right now, you're being cleansed. Where? In your thinking.
Who do you depend on to get things done in your life? Is it God or is it yourself? In his three-message series, How to Depend on God, Creflo Dollar dives deep into the benefits of total dependence on God.
Nothing happens without you depending on God. I'm speaking to the mountain depending on God. I'm believing in my heart depending on God. He says you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you because you depend on God and when you ask.
The bottom line, the foundation of all of the faith release is founded on complete dependence on God.
And when you depend on God, it's an emptying of yourself. No self-will, no self-confidence, no self-effort.
Order your series today for a love gift of only $20 for CDs or $30 for the DVD set. Simply call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Learn how to depend on God today.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
You've got to figure out a way to maintain your meditation on Him. You got to think on Him. I want my thinking to be on God. I want my thinking to be on His Word. I want my thinking to be on life. I want my thinking to be on His promises. Keep your mind stayed upon Him and walk in His presence.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
And how many of you know we've got to shine the light out so that we can see God and we can experience His plan for our life and we can see what He wants to do and turn situations around.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Everything in God's kingdom works by faith. Now, I remember when Taffy and I started giving, it was a painful thing to give because we didn't have much at all financially. However, we made a decision to be givers. And one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible is John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave. Therefore, as Christians, we give. Our giving is an expression of our love. And when you support Creflo Dollar Ministries financially, you are giving to our efforts to spread the gospel all over the world. And in addition to helping millions who are hurting and have vital physical needs, pray about what God would have you to sow at this time. We want to thank you in advance for your support.
To support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you. Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.